You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Also gracing us in the studio this morning, Jeremy Ead. Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Nice to see you again. Many times Jeremy and I have sat in the studio and talked about Garageland when you're in Garageland.
That's right. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Enjoyed your music and reveled in it, sloshed it around and worn it and carried it in our hearts.
That's right. We've played your pubs, we've done interviews with you, bro.
Here we are again.
Paths always cross, man.
Here we are again. You've got a new band, man.
So about like 12 months ago, I met up with Rick McShane, Sean Reed, two old, good old musicians from Auckland City, and we've been playing pubs for the last 12 months, and we finally got around to putting out a single. So we're doing a single release. The band's called Galveston. And yeah, we're doing it Saturday night there.
What was the gap between you playing like when you, because you're in Garageland, you guys played a lot, hey?
Yeah,
pretty prolific.
Played ourselves out, yeah.
And so you took a bit of time off. How long a hiatus did you endure?
Well, I went off and had children and became a family man,
yep.
And yeah, just did all those kind of things that you know, just. They take up a lot of time, so I don't know about, yeah, so been about 10 years really, but just like your good self, just hopping back into it for fun, and it's been going quite well, yeah.
Awesome. And you've been playing that long, when did your first pub gig, where did you play, what was the first gig you did as Galveston?
It would have been, so Galveston, first one about December last year, and we've done a pub every month.
Pub
a month, man. That's the, yeah, we're getting a spot, if you do a sponsorship deal or something. The real thing is, we were talking before, you know, a band's got to play, you know, and just to me.
Probably, yeah, the problem, your problem is, I'll tell you now, right now, son, you've got music in your soul. And you can't, you're going to be able to do anything about that, so you're just going to have
to. Keep it quiet, man. I think everyone has, you know, picks up, you know.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, have you got music in your soul,
yes,
Mikey?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. Riddled with it.
Riddled with it, exactly.
Fix every single thing that I do in my whole life.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. I think, you know, everyone's got music in their soul, but I guess when you. For me personally.
Do you do that thing when you walk out of a room and you go to do something like as simple as like put some plates back in the cupboard, and as you put them in, you sort of go.
I think
or something like that, or have a little theme that goes with things in your head.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's more like after the 4 hours in a rehearsal room, you come out and your head's somewhere else. Eh?
Yeah.
And that's
and you're lying in bed going with that boo, and you're going, yeah, that's awesome.
Or
that's a good tone.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a good tone.
That's right, man. Yeah. It's just about flexing a bit of muscle out there in the pubs and stuff, and it's gone really well, you know. We've just been able to put a set across to a bunch of beer drinkers and for 12.
Who are the most critical of crowds, really, aren't they? But at the same time, also they love a tryer. Don't they? You know what I mean? The fact you're even standing there doing it in front of them, they'll always appreciate that.
I think any crowd, you know, can go both ways, but you know, it's you learn some lessons, and you know, I think what they really want is something big and you know, that's guitars humming in front of them and some good drumming and bass playing. It's that simple, man. Some guy giving it for real, you know. And
yes, it doesn't matter what they're playing, but be it Celtic folk or death metal, as long as they genuinely look like they're having a good time, oftentimes you'll just soak up their good time, you know.
Absolutely. It's a game, man. Yeah.
Hey, so tell us, how's the music different? I mean, we're about to play it, so people will probably recognize that for themselves, but how do you feel it's different to Garageland, or is it an extension of what you're doing in Garageland?
It's about.
Are you the principal songwriter?
Yeah. We all chip in, and I'll always try and get everyone to collaborate. You know, I think that's the best way. And these Rick and Sean are seasoned musicians, man. They do what they want, so I don't tell them what to do. But I bring the basic song in again, and we got all sorts of different stuff, man. We're a band for all seasons, you know. So we got this song we put up at B, was just a demo we did all about a month ago, and sitting beside me is one of the gang of four who came to our gig, Renee, and she said, put something out, you idiot. So I'm like, okay.
Good on you, Renee, for doing that too. Yeah. Cracking the whip. You know?
Cracking the whip. Yeah, you kind of need a bit of bullying sometimes. So
in a nice way, hopefully.
In a nice way, yeah. Because I just wouldn't do anything. So we chucked some songs up here, and this is our more of our kind of pseudo Hank Williams number, but live we do it a lot louder and bigger, and Yeah, there's pop songs, noise songs, and in-betweeners, man, you know.
Are you playing on Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night at the...
Greyland RSC, Return Services Club.
Club.
Yeah.
Night clubbing.
Yep. Cheap beers and free entry.
Free entry. Now that's a gig. Thank you.
That's in the tradition of giving something to the people for free.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And we've got Ocean Beach, who've been played up here.
Yeah, they've had Inverse on the top 10, I believe.
Yes, I believe they have.
Yeah. Gary, his birthday today, I think, isn't it?
Happy birthday, Gary. Yeah. Gary from Ocean Beach's birthday.
And DJ Lease, and we've done, I'd say this is the 12th one we've done, so we kind of know what we're doing. So if you want to, it's a bit of an explosion in a pub, come along, you know.
Awesome. Hey, nice to see you again, Jeremy. Thank you very much for coming in. All the best with the new band, Galveston. And this is the single that Renee forced you to release.
That's how it works, bro.
It's called Messed Around. Thanks, brother. Nice to see you again.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.